Israeli troops today began a partial withdrawal from the Rafah refugee camp in the southern Gaza Strip. In several days of clashes with Palestinian militants, more than three dozen Palestinians were killed, among them women and children. The Israeli military is calling today's operation a redeployment. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Troops withdrew, leaving behind torn-up roads and toppled power lines after three straight days of Israeli raids and clashes with Palestinian militants in the crowded refugee camp. Residents who had taken shelter began to filter back into the streets. Surveying the damage, one man, a teacher, said, "I don't think an earthquake could do what the Israelis did to this area." In the month of May, the UN says Israel has demolished over 100 homes along the Gaza-Egyptian border, which last week alone caused more than 1,000 people to become homeless. Israel says the demolitions are aimed at shutting down tunnels through which arms are smuggled into Gaza from Egypt. Demolitions continued this week, but the pace was far less, and the Israeli military acknowledged today that no tunnels were discovered in this week's operation. Nonetheless, Ronen Gissen, senior advisor to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, said today, Israel's search and destroy mission against arms smuggling is justified.
"We are exercising our right of self-defense, and we are not going to tolerate the continuation of the operation of those tunnels, which now are used to pass strategic weapons, long-range rockets, which will terrorize the whole of the south of Israel."
The human cost this week produced shocking images. On Wednesday, the Israelis fired tank shells and missiles into a crowd protesting the deteriorating conditions in the camp. 10 Palestinians, including children, were killed in the strike. The 15-nation UN Security Council quickly condemned the killing of Palestinian civilians by a vote of 14-0. The United States abstained, saying it could not support the resolution because it failed to address the Palestinians' efforts to smuggle arms into Gaza. But U.S. UN Deputy Ambassador James Cunningham said, quote, "We do not see that Israel's operation in Gaza in the last few days serves the purpose of peace and security." For many Israelis, the events in Gaza this week are a grim reminder of the need for Israel to evacuate its settlers and soldiers from Gaza. Israeli media report that Prime Minister Sharon is set to bring his revised plan to withdraw from the Gaza Strip to his cabinet on Sunday. In the meantime, there are reports that Israeli snipers remain stationed on rooftops in the Rafah area. Defense officials say a small deployment of troops would remain for an undetermined period of time. Forces distributed leaflets today warning Rafah residents against assisting militants. "These people," it read, "are sabotaging your life," with what the pamphlet called their terrorist activity. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.